I was watching Maury.
All right, let's try this again.
It was just on, and this woman.
All right, this time I got the right microphone selected.
And he like works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got herself.
And I have the headphones on.
She worked as a prison guard, and she had twins by this guy. So this guy, he's not even free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend, and getting him to take care of them. Like, that is some epic mating strategy, and
that's
she wins
epic
too because
mating
she
strategy.
Gets, you know, she wins because she gets.
I can't figure out why men don't want to get married.
Like,
I mean,
kids,
what with epic right? mating strategy
case,
like this going on?
She wins and the guy loses.
Why would men not want to get married?
That's why when it comes to chicks, I just screw them and leave them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poontank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society, or innovated, or created. Everything. There.
We must all kneel before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful. Because, what, they can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Why we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children. Why we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people. And gosh, society is getting worse.
Imagine that. Who would have guessed? Wait, you mean natural selection and evolution are actually a thing?
Trigger warning.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man.
Fur
when
baby!
When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
A rescue dog. She gets a fucking rescue dog.
Trigger warning. Bats!
I have one simple question for the feminists out there. Why is it nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two of you out there, why is it nearly 100% of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize?
Because they're parasites, that's why. That ass.
Trigger warning.
It doesn't matter what you think.
And it doesn't. That's the thing, girls. Who?
Women.
Oh.
Women.
Yeah. You know who doesn't accomplish anything?
Trigger warning.
Women.
Single moms are tough and independent. No, they're not. No, they're not even close.
It's a testament just in general to how you cannot rely on what girls say. It's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been.
No, this is reality.
And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
If I had a dollar for every woman who said she wanted to go out with me, I'd have probably about $17.
You get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
What? Click on the bitch.
You, bitch.
All right. Good morning, children. It is the great one himself. It is the founder. This is the 16th episode of Yes, All Women Are Like That podcast. 16. That means that this podcast is now old enough to have sex with legally in some states. All right. I didn't know what I was going to podcast about this morning. And I fired up the old RSS reader and looked at the latest post from our good friend Adam Piggott over at PushingRubberDownhill.com. It's entitled, Sorry Christian Woman Aged 32, Nobody Wants to Marry You. I'll link to it in the show notes. We're not going to read this. We don't need to. It has within it everything you know is there. It has within it all the things that I, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 14 and a half years at this point, right, always been right, will always be right, have never been wrong, things that I have been saying for how fucking long now. Girls, men do not give a shit about your career. You turn on the internet and all it is this flood of old women complaining about how now that they're 32 years old, they can't find a man. Really? Yeah, and Adam goes through the whole thing. It's like, yep, you spent your youth and fertility chasing a fucking career. And now you expect men to want you. Why would men want you? And, you know, and like all women, she's got all these requirements. That's the truly brilliant part. Not only are these old wall-hitting women hitting the wall and getting old and wanting men, but they've got this long list of requirements, which, sweetie, when you're 32 years old and you're a journalist, you don't get to have too high a standards. I mean, you can have some standards. You know, you could say, it would be nice if he didn't have a prison record. But I mean, anything beyond that, as a 32-year-old woman, you don't get to have standards for men if you want a man. Now, I mean, you can have standards, but you need to understand that they're not going to be fulfilled. So I followed the link to the original source material where Adam got this, and there's a picture of this woman. And once again, because every time I read something like this too, and yeah, we're about to get into ASCII Gene, and with all of these women, I always want a picture. Because I, once again, I understand along with you women think that men care about your career, right? You women think that your career is important to men, and nothing is ever going to dissuade you from this fantasy. You women think that you can wait till you're 32 years old and you're just going to go down to the man store and you're going to pick up a man who's going to want to deal with all of your faults and your problems and, you know, love you at your worst and deserve you at your best and all this other fucking horse shit you get from hanging out on Instagram. And that this man you get at the man's door when you're 32 years old is going to meet all these requirements that you have, right? No one's ever going to persuade you to give up that delusion. Another delusion that you're never going to let go of. You're never going to give this up. And this is why you're going to keep failing. This is why you're going to die alone with your fucking rescue dogs. And you know, men are going to die. I'm going to die alone. I've accepted that. I am probably going to die alone. But the thing is, men are more capable psychologically of being alone because men have self-awareness and men have hobbies and we men can entertain ourselves. Right? Women, with their lack of self-awareness and also with their greater drive to be social creatures, women have a harder time being alone. This is why you need the rescue dogs. Like, to use a perfect example, my mother has this house filled with crippled animals. I'm not making this up. I can't even keep track of how many dogs and cats she has. And almost all of them have some kind of problem. They're blind or they got kidney failure or whatever. And she is, because she needs companionship and she needs something to mother. This is a built-in biological drive that women have, and you can pretend it doesn't exist and you can go get your journalism degree and all this other horseshit, but when you're old and alone, it's going to kick in and you're going to turn into my mother. This bitter old woman who lives with all these sick animals, who thinks that Donald Trump wants to make abortion illegal so that there will be more babies born so he can have more people in his army to take over the world. And I'm not making up the part about where she thinks that's why Donald Trump wants to make abortion illegal. So I follow Adam's link. Back to the source material, there is a picture of this woman. She is not attractive. She has short hair. It's not a very good photo. It looks like she's dyed it blonde. It looks like there's dark roots underneath there. And it's just a headshot, but you can tell from her face, you can tell that she's overweight. So she's 32 years old. She needs to lose weight, and she's got short hair. Girls, you're never going to understand that what you look like matters, does it? You're never going to understand that. When I can't find a man. What do you look like? As soon as you start telling me you can't find a man, the very first thing that needs to be examined is, what do you look like? Because like it or not, girls, that is the initial determining factor for a man. If I see a girl, if she is not physically attractive, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to go talk to her, and you girls certainly aren't going to talk to men. Okay? If you want to find a good man, step number one is you have to present an exterior appearance that makes men want to come over and talk to you. His woman completely fails at that. And then there's a lot of stuff. And we get to update number two on this post. And the guy who wrote this, he says, this is what he writes. I don't know Anna, though we just met yesterday afternoon. She struck me as a smart, funny, wait, huh? Excuse me. She struck me as smart, funny, and interesting. Number one, women are not funny. Number two, much like your college diploma and your career, men are not interested in you being smart. I mean, we don't want you to be retarded stupid. But she's so smart, right? She's smart, funny, and interesting. Okay, then why don't you man up and marry her? Men are not looking for women who are smart, funny, and interesting. Anyhow, go read Adam's article. It's got everything it needs to have. It's got all the things that have been being said for how fucking long. But women, they're not going to get a clue. It's just not going to get a clue. All right, speaking of clues, here we go. Ask E. Jean. Dear E. Jean, this is a long one. Last month, I was in a private airport lounge waiting for my flight and ran into a guy I know. I had met him and his gorgeous wife and cute baby boy last spring at my cousin's wedding in Wyoming. Oh, Wyoming. Who dang diggly? Aaron Clary's favorite state. All right, we're off to a good start. Let me make a prediction. I'm going to predict that she's going to fuck this guy, even though he's married and has a child. Because, you know, the sister code, and because women are so much more moral than men are. Yeah. All right, let's see what happens. He's the president of an oil company. Anyway, we discovered we were both heading to London for work. I'm an investment banker. She had to get that in there. Yeah. I'm an investment. Honey, men don't care about your career. Once again, how old are you and what do you look like? My husband runs a hedge fund and we've been married 4 blissful years. Okay, now I'm definitely convinced that she is fucking this other guy. Because when you have my husband and oh, it's been so blissful. Well, after 2 intense days of meetings in London, I was out on the town with my colleagues celebrating and was on the 4th Peams Cup. I don't know what a Peams Cup is. Probably a drink. When I called the guy, I don't even recall how we got to my hotel. Gee, I couldn't see this coming. Colleagues say they remember me getting into his SUV. We had sex 3 times that night. Clearly, I screwed up. I flew home feeling terrible and decided to forget it. Yes, she felt so bad about fucking another woman's husband and cheating on her husband. She felt so bad about it that she decided to just forget it. Because this is how women operate, right? Women make bad decisions and then it's just supposed to be forgotten. Just let it go. It's like this woman, right? Well, I spent my youth and beauty, if she had any. Hang on, my voice is going to shit. She spent her youth and beauty pursuing a journalism career. Yeah, now that she's 32 and she's hitting the wall and she's hit the wall and she can't find a man, we're just supposed to forgive her transgressions of wasting her youth and beauty, and men are supposed to rush in and marry her because she somehow deserves a husband. So yeah, I fucked another woman's husband. I cheated on my husband with a married man. Yeah, I fucked up. I will just forget it. I mean, vagina, right? I can fuck up and fuck up and all my fuck ups should just be overlooked. Now, if a man makes a mistake, oh, he's got to be held accountable. But see, when I fuck up, I have vagina. I would just forget it. Last week, I learned I was pregnant. Because, of course, we didn't know where babies come from, and there's only 18 forms of birth control available to women. I came clean with my husband. I sent him an email and apologized to him for what had happened. She sent her husband an email telling him, hey, I got knocked up by a married man. Sorry. Emoticon, winky face, LOL. She said, okay, first of all, if my wife fucked another man and got pregnant by him, I'd be pretty pissed. But if she sent me this information in an email, hold on. I thought you women had such great communication skills. I thought you women were master communicators. I thought you women were so amazing at communicating. It's just men just don't know how to communicate. Men just grunt, ugh, 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 all the time. But you women, oh, you're so fluent and you can talk and express your emotions and your feelings and you communicate so well. If only men could communicate as well as women. So you sent your husband an email telling him you fucked a married man and got pregnant. Where are all the good men? Why can we... All right. Whew. He was livid! ! Really? I guess maybe you thought he was just going to forget about it, right? Because you have a vagina? He informed me that he was filing for divorce. Yes. Then he told my parents everything. Yes! Good job, brother. Good fucking job. That is the correct answer. I heard from my cousin that the guy who impregnated me is living a very normal life with his wife and kid. That information makes me totally mad. Because remember, women are so compassionate. If women ran the world, there would be no wars. Because women are so caring and compassionate. Okay, she found out that the man that she fucked, and got pregnant by, because she doesn't know how to use birth control or Plan B or abortions, he's living a normal, happy life. And she's angry that his life is not fucked up like her life. Because, once again, the Great One has explained this in the past, let's go over it again. Women hate other women. I'm sure she, much of her hatred, much of her madness directed at this man in his normal life is directed at the fact that his wife is probably happy. Because women hate other women and other people in general. And because she's unhappy and because she's getting divorced, she wants to drag this man and, more importantly, his wife, she wants to drag them down as well. That's all it is. Women hate other women. Women spend all of their time trying to drag other women down. That's why women talk so much about elevating other women. Oh, I found this website. I got to rip on this sometime. It's this thing where women get together and talk about their feelings. I don't even understand. It's going to be hilarious. But it's the same thing. It's this website where women are claiming to be working towards elevating other women, which is the most biggest pile of bullshit you've ever heard in your life, because women have no desire to elevate other women. Women are completely focused on dragging other women down because women are too fucking lazy to elevate themselves, right? Like this broad that Adam wrote about. All she has to do is grow her hair out, lose some weight, and not waste her fucking youth being a journalist. But that would have required effort. Now, it's easier to just walk around and whine about how there ain't no good men. That information makes me totally mad. I want to tell his wife about what happened. Right, because you hate his wife, because his wife is happy. You hate other women being happier than you. You hate other women being younger than you. You hate other women being thinner than you. That reminds me. A while back, I talked about how I don't understand how women act surprised when women who are older and fatter than them hate them because women hate women who are younger and skinnier than them, right? You may remember I said that. After I recorded the podcast, I realized that I know exactly why it is. Because women don't have self-awareness. I've been saying this for years, and apparently I forgot the very shit that I've been preaching. Women, like say I'm a woman right now. Let's pretend I'm a woman. I hate women who are younger and thinner than me. However, because I don't have self-awareness, I don't actually know on a conscious level. I am not aware that I hate women who are younger and thinner than me. I just hate them and I behave hatefully towards them, but I don't understand that I'm doing it or why I'm doing it. And so when a woman who's older and fatter than me hates me, I would of course act surprised. You know, if you just remember that women don't have self-awareness, that women are completely lazy, that women avoid responsibility at all cost, that women are not agents. Maybe that's the best way to put that one. Okay. Women don't have self-awareness. Women are not agents. And as we learned from Frank Cervi, who, by the way, Frank Cervi did a podcast. I still haven't listened to your podcast. I've been swamped ass busy, but it's on my agenda. And as we learned from Frank Cervi, women do not mature past the age of 16. If just those three things, and you could toss in hypergamy, those four things explain all female behavior, every bit of it. All right, that information makes me totally mad. I want to tell his wife about what happened. I don't need any financial support. This is interesting to me because this is all the same paragraph. She switches right from that information makes me totally mad. I want to tell his wife about what happened and goes straight into I don't need any financial support. So she, oh wait, I have a great career and can provide an excellent home and education for the child because of course she's not going to get an abortion, even though her husband is going to divorce her, so she's going to become a single mother, and she's going to be off doing investment banking, so the child will be raised by other people and will turn into another school shooter with purple hair. Fantastic. Thanks, bitch. Thank you, bitch. And see, this is why, oh, great one, you can't be serious when you say that you think single mothers, you know, women who don't have husbands should be forced to get abortions. No, I am. Right here, we are seeing the birth of another fucking school shooter. But I feel we both should pay for the mistake we committed. At least I was high that night. He has no excuse. So see, she's got the money to pay for the kid, but she still wants his money. He wants him to pay for the mistake we committed. At least she said we instead of he. But see, at least I was high. See, once again, women, no responsibility. Well, she had four drinks. She can't be held accountable for what happened. Now, here's the thing. If she was so drunk she doesn't even remember getting into his car and going to the hotel and everything like that, how does she know he wasn't drunk also? And why does it matter? Once again, you weren't drunk when you took the first drink, sweetie. But this is woman. They're never responsible. They don't have agency. But all you cucks out there sure think they should be voting and having jobs. What advice could we practically give this woman? Get a fucking abortion. Go through with the divorce. Don't give your ex-husband a bunch of shit. And get some rescue dogs. Thank God, this one's long too. This is a short one. That's what she said. Dear E. Jean, there's a big problem in my dating life. My brain. Oh, the delusion. All right, every time I spout some fact about recent scientific developments, such as successfully growing human lungs, the romance goes downhill from there. Why is it so hard to find a guy who will love me and my brain? Am I too smart? Once again, girls, men are not interested in your intelligence. It's a nice bone. Once again, let's see a picture. Dear E. Jean, oh God, it's a man. Dear E. Jean, I'm a 29-year-old guy with a sad story. 7 years ago, I fell in love with a girl. One-itis. Okay, I think we've already diagnosed this one. One-itis. I fell in love with a girl who is admittedly out of my league. No woman is out of your league if you get your shit together. If you have enough money, no woman is out of your league. 7 years ago, I fell in love with a girl who is admittedly out of my league, but who sought to be in a relationship with me anyway. She was the first person to give me hope that I could find somebody and have a good life. Oh, that I could be somebody and have a good life. I misread that. She was the first person to give me hope that I could be somebody and have a good life. Okay, so you're telling me your parents failed. This woman you dated was the first person to give you hope that you could be somebody and have a good life. So your parents completely fucking failed you. I wonder if this guy is the product of a single mother. That would be important to know. That's the other thing. Whenever somebody writes in addition to sending a picture, which also, what's your parents' status? Did you come from a single mother household? Or did you have a father in the home? Then she left me abruptly for a younger guy. No way. No. Women are loyal. Women are so honest and truthful. Right? Women would never do that. Women are loyal. Then she left me abruptly for a younger guy, a film producer, followed by several other guys. You mean women like to sleep with a bunch of different men? No way. But she promised that if she ever didn't have a serious boyfriend, she'd give me another chance. Oh my. Okay, Rollo Tomasi wrote in one of his rules something to the effect of, you don't root around in your trash can. Once you break up with somebody and they go away, you don't give them another chance because you broke up with them and you threw them away for a fucking reason. I waited for her. And changed my life based on what I thought she wanted. Okay, look, guys, boys, men. Now, we're not women, okay? We're not going to sit here and say fat is beautiful and my career is important and everything like that and pretend that what men want doesn't matter at all, okay? We're not that stupid. We understand that if we want a fuck buddy or a girlfriend or a wife or a mother for our children, we understand that we have to factor in to a degree what women want. We understand that we cannot be big, fat, pimple-faced, World of Warcraft playing blobs in our mom's basement and girlfriend, you know, this hot blonde. Right? We understand that what women want matters to a point. Right? It's like when I'm trying to lose weight and I go to the gym and lift, I'm doing it partially to make myself healthy so I can live longer, so I can see the girls that are 20 years old today hit 40, and I want to read on the internet or whatever replaces the internet all the posts about how they can't find good men and they have these wonderful careers and they're really intelligent and they just can't find a man. And I'm going to laugh. And I'm going to roll on the floor. I might be too old to get back up off the floor, but I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh so hard. Right? So I do it partially for me. But I also do it because I understand that women, not sexually attracted to fat guys and to scrawny guys. So it's part for me, it's part for women, because I understand that if I want a woman, then what women want matters. Now you can go too far. Working on yourself and your life to make yourself more attractive to women is one thing, right? Going to the gym, dressing nice, not smelling like a homeless bum, not being fat, right? Making yourself attractive to women is okay. Going to the extent that this man is going to make yourselves attractive to a specific woman, I read ahead, you're about to hear this. This is mental illness. Borderline stalking. Mental illness. Prepare yourselves for mental illness. I waited for her and changed my life based on what I thought she wanted. I changed jobs, got an advanced degree, moved closer to her apartment. Okay, that's borderline stalking and definitely mental illness. Went to the gym every night and started wearing $2,500 blazers. I did all of these things specifically for her, down to getting $80 haircuts. One-itis, mental illness, beta male, no purpose in life. I guarantee you, this guy has got to vote Democrat. Well, I got my wish. She broke up with her last boyfriend and I took her to dinner. Just keep spending money on this broad. All right, she confessed that her latest fling was the 18-year-old stoner next door. Not exactly on par with what I thought she wanted. Okay, dude, women, what, oh my God, do you have any understanding of women? The 18-year-old stoner next door is not on par with what you thought she wanted. Right. Yeah, who would believe that women want to fuck bad boys? Who would believe that women want to fuck the dregs of society? Wait, in the introduction of this podcast, did we not hear the story about the woman who works as a prison guard who got knocked up by a prisoner and spit out his babies? Does anyone remember the E. Jean letter I read years ago where the woman was engaged to a man and he bought her a car and a fur coat and diamonds and all this other stuff, but she was fucking another man who had a bunch of debt and was unemployed and lived with his parents? Okay, this is what women do. How do you not know this? Have you heard of the internet? Women, for whatever reason, we don't have time to go into it. Women seek out the scummiest fucking men on the planet, and that's the ones they want to fuck. Of course she wants to fuck the 18-year-old stoner who lives next door. He's 18. He's a stoner, dude, and he's right next door. Oh my God. Fucking clue. Dude, you need to get the fucking copy of the Rational Mail in your hand and you need to read this shit now. That's my advice for this fucker. That and just get a life. Get a fucking life. Get over this. All right. After 2 hours, she said it was not going to happen between us. Of course not, because you fucking revolved your entire life around this woman. First of all, women don't want men who revolve their lives around them. Her. Right, if you're a woman does not want you to revolve your entire life around her because that tells her you don't have a fucking life. Women don't want men who don't have a fucking life. Just like men don't want women who are fat. Men, women, I can't tell the difference anymore. Women do not want men who don't have a fucking purpose in their life. And if you, as a man, try to make the woman your purpose, she's not going to be attracted to that. Because at best, you're a loser. And at worst, you're a fucking mentally ill stalker. And you, my friend, are fucking mentally ill, borderline stalker. And she probably, as fucked up as her life is, she probably recognizes this. I built my life on the hope she gave me! Exclamation mark. She did not give you any hope. What do you mean you built your life on the hope she gave? You built your life on the hope that the woman who was dating you and rejected you, she rejected you for a reason, she broke up with you for, that she might come back to you. Guys, once again, I'm not virgin toe. I'm not going to say don't ever do anything to impress a woman, and you don't ever do anything to make yourself attractive to a woman, and you just sit in your fucking basement and whine on the internet about how there ain't no good women out there. Okay? But yes, you can do some things to make yourself more attractive to women, but you do not pick out this one woman and try to tailor your life to create something that's going to make her happy. That is not going to work for anyone, ever. Not for you, not for her. Because guess what, guys? You don't know what's going to make her happy. You can't know what's going to make her happy. She doesn't even know what's going to make her happy because she doesn't have self-awareness. She's a woman. I built my life on the hope she gave me! Exclamation mark. Isn't there some way I can prove my worth to her? Oh my God, dude! Dude! Even in my most beta of days, I was not this fucking beta. Is there some way I can prove my worth to her? No! No, there isn't, you fucking moron! I love her. Okay, but no one gives a shit. It doesn't matter if you love her. What, just because you love her? What, she's supposed to what? She doesn't owe you anything. She's not obligated to you. You love her. Good for you. Get the fuck over it. Move on. But more than that, my confidence and my excitement about the future have been built on the promise of someday getting her. Right, you have no reason to live. I mean that literally, literally Hitler. You have no reason to live. You have no purpose. My excitement about the future has been built on the promise of someday getting her. You have no future. You have no purpose. Oh, God. I take her refusal as a sign that even though I try my hardest, I'm nowhere near deserving of happiness. So you've tied happiness, you've tied all of your happiness to dating this one girl. This is the most severe case of one-itis I can recall seeing in my life. I mean, I guess it's just written. I'm not... I feel like the biggest failure in the world. Well, that you are. Absolutely. Not because you didn't get the girl, but because you tied yourself up in the girl. Can I salvage this? No. No, you can't. You're too far gone. No. As much as I'm sure your psyche and your brain has been conditioned, you have inundated yourself for all these years with this obsession and one-itis for this one girl, and in your mind, you have tied all of your happiness and all of your future into this one girl. You have trained yourself to be completely obsessed with this one girl. Can you salvage it? No, you can't. You are going to be unhappy for the rest of your life. You cannot undo this conditioning. Boys, let that right there be a fucking warning to you about the dangers of one-itis. he moved to an apartment closer to hers. Now, I can understand moving to get farther away from a woman. That makes total sense. But moving to get closer to a woman who's not dating you? Holy God Almighty. You boys need help. Dear Eugene, how can things just go poof? The guy I fell for, not just any guy, the guy. Oh, now we got some female one-itis going on. The guy I fell for, not just any guy, the guy, met someone else and my heart broke into tiny pieces. Okay, once again, in pictures. How old are you? How old is the girl that he met? How much do you weigh? How much does the girl he left you for weigh? Okay, I guarantee you, the explanation here is really simple. I've tried so hard to move on, but it's as if the universe does not want me to let go of him. See, once again, no agency. Right? She's tried to move on, but she can't move on because the universe doesn't want her to let go. It's not her fault, right? The universe, or the patriarchy, or the white nationalist, you know, or the anarchist. There's always somebody holding, I was going to do this, but oh, men stopped me. Oh, I was going to do this, but I was going to show up for work on time today, but the wage gap jumped out in front of my car and I had to swerve and I hit a tree. Right? No agency, no responsibility. She's trying to let go of him, but the universe will not let her. Every time she tries to let go, the universe barges in and reminds her. It seems to be sending signs everywhere, reminding me of him, of us. Does this mean we are destined to be together? Is the universe telling me something? No, the universe is not telling you something, but I am. I'm telling you that you're fat, you're unattractive, and you've hit the wall. He left you for a younger woman. Get yourself some rescue dogs. Dear Eugene, life never goes as we plan, I know. But recently, I've learned that any chance I might have for happiness is gone. Oh, God, I can't wait to find... I just can't wait to find out why this broad's any chance for happiness is gone. I can't wait to find out what some man has done to her that she could never be happy again in her life. Guys, I've had women leave me, and yet somehow I can continue to be happy. This shit where your happiness is all your happiness in life. Where, yeah, my God. My confidence and my excitement about the future have been built on the promise of someday getting her. I mean, people, will you stop investing all of your fucking happiness and future existence and reason for living in other people, especially in a time and an age when other people are so fucked up? Thank you, single mothers. Fucking Christ, you people have got to become a little more self-contained. You've got to find a fucking reason to live other than some other person. I've always led an uneventful sex life, but fate played a horrible joke, and please forgive the disgusting specifics you're about to read. I have herpes. Okay. No. Fate did not play a horrible joke. you fucked a bad boy. So at the 18-year-old stoner next door, maybe it was the unemployed guy with a bunch of debt who lives with his parents. Maybe it was a prisoner in the prison where you work as a prison guard. You fucked a bad boy because you got the Gina tingles. He had tattoos, piercings. He treated you like shit. You got the Gina tingles. You fucked the bad boy. And now you've got a disease. Welcome to the consequences of your action. I now drag myself from 1 hour to the next, in absolute terror of a sore appearing on my mouth. I'm not concerned about the virus below. It can be concealed. But my appearance. Wait, I thought what you looked like didn't matter. I thought 40 was the new 20. I thought, well, if fat is beautiful, why can't herpes be beautiful? Notice she's not concerned about giving the disease to someone else. She's concerned about her appearance. Vanity, thy name is woman. But my appearance. Though I haven't experienced an outbreak yet, the probability of it happening at any moment, the universal shame, makes me feel that just as my life is finally getting started, I'm 28, it's finished. No, sweetie, you're 28 years old. Your life is not getting started. You are inches from the wall. You don't need to worry about what you look like because no man wants you. Once again, let's see a picture. How much do you weigh? You're 28 years old. You do not need to worry about men being turned off by the sores on your face because men are not going to be interested in you. I'm seeing a shrink, of course you are, and have great medical care. Like all women, I dreamed of a bright future, but now that's not possible. What's the point? How can I hope to find love? Once again, well, sweetie, you just go down to the man store and you can pick up a man who doesn't mind that you have herpes from fucking some bad boy in an alley 17 minutes after you met him in a bar when you were drunk. And he'll give you children and pay for it and look the other way while you transgress in the future. How can you hope to find love? You can't. Get yourself some rescue dogs. Just get yourself some rescue dogs and die. That's all you've got ahead of you. You have a fucking herpes and you're hitting the wall. Just let go of your fucking dreams for the future. You don't need a man anyway, okay? Get some rescue dogs and a fish bicycle. Everything will be fine. I'm sure you work for a nonprofit.
Hey, women, you shut your mouth and make babies.
You needed a spanking. Maybe you wouldn't have fucked a bad boy. I blame your father. Oh, wait. Were you raised by a single mother?
What is beautiful in a woman?
Mm-hmm. What is not herpes.
Is attractive in a woman is
not being 30
by men.
Exactly.
It is straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Penis happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate
herpes conception. Happened to me.
It's just kids, they should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash. Guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
Yeah, we
do. That's how men are.
She's a journalist.
Because we're a bit more goal-oriented. Women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists.
And
they're
hating other women.
Production. They're not about reality. They're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage. Advantage.
Yeah. Fate did not give you herpes, sweetie. It wasn't fate. It was the bad boy you chose to spread your legs for that gave you herpes.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.